Elk are not indigenous to the Alexander Archipelago in southeast Alaska. They were introduced to Edelin Island in the mid-1980s and spread to other islands nearby. That includes Zarembo, which is about 10 miles across the Zamovia Strait and visible from downtown Wrangell. But the Alaska Department of Fish and Game has shut down elk hunting on Zarembo for the past 17 years, concerned about low population. Chris Guggenbickler is the chair of Wrangell's Fish and Game Advisory Committee. He says locals have kept the flame for a Zarembo elk hunt.
Elk is always something that we're talking about. There's so many people that have talked to us about the abundance of elk on Zarembo and the fact that they want to have a hunt again.
Guggenbickler says Wrangell's advisory committee intended to propose a hunt last year but ran out of time. This year, he took it upon himself to write a proposal. Wrangell electrician and fellow AC member Jordan Buness signed on.
In the final hour, I kind of drafted that thing up on my way out fishing, and I called Jordan. I was like, you want to co-sign onto this thing? And so he did. So we got it in front of everybody.
Guggenbickler says getting approval for the elk hunt felt like an uphill battle because Fish and Game actively opposed the proposal. But Wrangell and Petersburg's advisory committees supported the move. There's some question as to what the Zarembo Island elk population is. Hunters and fishermen say it's probably higher than 50 animals. Fish and Game says it's at 50 or lower. Biologist Frank Robbins, who oversees the area around Petersburg and Wrangell, told Board of Game members at their January meeting in Ketchikan he's seen at most 23 elk on Zarembo Island. He says the current population is around 50, although that's just an estimation because elk are hard to spot on the island.
There's no available data to suggest that the Zarembo Island elk population has increased since elk hunting ended in 2006.
For Board of Game members, that begged the question, is it possible to sustainably harvest elk when the population is so small? Biologist Robbins was doubtful, but conceded it is feasible.
So I've been a biologist for pushing 30 years. I did one time manage the Chitna bison herd, and year in and year out, we would fly over the Chitna bison herd and count 50 animals. We issued 2 permits annually. The management objective for these elk herds is to manage the populations below carrying capacity, provide opportunity, and post-harvest maintain a bull-cow ratio of 25 to 30 bulls. The difficulty is trying to assess what the current bull-cow ratio, how many there are and what the count bull-cow ratio is. Theoretically, it would be possible to manage that.
Advisory Committee member Guggenbickler doesn't think Fish and Game's population estimate is correct. The number hasn't changed much since the hunt closed.
The last hunt was in 2006. There was 6 bulls taken. They closed the hunt thinking that there really wasn't a lot of bulls left on the island. And then the proposal came off of the books, and it's been 17 years since we've had a hunt. So they've had that long to rebuild.
There's already a federal subsistence elk hunt in the area, but it excludes Zarembo. The Board of Game rejected 3 other elk hunt proposals, but they unanimously supported Guggenbickler's at their January meeting. Hunters from around the region wrote letters and spoke to the board about how they've seen increasing numbers of elk on Zarembo Island. And Guggenbickler says he believes the strong show of public support for the proposal helped swing the board's favor. During board deliberations, Chair Jerry Burnett said his opinion on the hunt was also somewhat swayed by the fact that elk aren't a native species, even in light of the small population.
Maybe elk just don't belong there. And maybe it's just not an appropriate place for elk. And they were an introduced species. They're not supposed to be there anyway, right? That wasn't the plan. So my question is, why not hunt a bull? You know, maybe the harvestable surplus is 1 or 2, but obviously they're aging out and dying if they've been there that long. You know, some are being born. So something's going on here. If you had a herd of 50 cattle, you'd certainly be harvesting some.
Guggenbickler says he told the board deer are also important to Wrangell. Hunting elk could reduce the deer's competition for food. A research project in the 90s found significant overlap in the diets of elk and deer, especially when resources are strained after a heavy snow.
I mean, it's a huge subsistence food for the community. We learned that there's a 60% overlap in what the elk eat and what the deer eat because the elk are predominantly on the beach. It was, we were worried that if there was a hard winter, the deer were going to end up on the beach, the elk would have ate all the food, the deer would have been compromised.
The newly approved elk hunt will take place in October. Hunters will apply for one of up to 25 tags to take one bull, but Guggenbichler expects the department to be cautious, at least for now, in how they issue tags.
Because of the road system and the accessibility on Zaremba, the department is going to be conservative because they feel there's going to be a higher success rate. Edlin has a very low success rate. There are actually quite a few tags that go out, but the success rate's only 2 or 3%. So I think they anticipate that Zaremba will have a higher success rate, and they're going to be conservative in how they issue tags until they have a better idea of the abundance on the island.
Moving forward, Guggenbichler says he and his colleagues on the Wrangell Advisory Committee may try to add a residency priority to the hunt.
So I think maybe in the future there's going to be a push to make it residents only. We had considered it, and from the advice we had, it was problematic, and we were concerned that the entire proposal might fail based on that. So the idea was just to kind of get the whole thing in the books. Let's baby step this thing, and then hopefully we can get a resident priority later on.
For now, they're just glad it passed.
Elk are kind of one of those species we don't get a shot at much around here, and there's some huge animals, and I think everybody's just hoping they might draw that tag and kill that great big bull.
In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.